have lost once before. Okay. Now we'll settle the score when our cannons will roar. Revolution!
We're back! This is Capital Forum, and you are listening.
That almost gets into a song like a Russian song, doesn't it, Sergey? When it comes back, goes bump 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 bump.
Only if he's got vodka.
Well, not at all. I will disappoint
you. Hey, I got
not
a picture.
Speaking of silver, I want to get a little update. So if someone watch really close, what's going on with the silver? It's almost reached $41 one trillion.
Isn't that cool?
And I believe it's 31.3 gram.
Hey, by the way, Sergey,
anyway, it's reached actually within a couple months, and it went up on $10.
Yeah,
this is just unbelievable.
Hold on here. I don't know if our guys are on, but I'd like to say kind of goodbye to our other show before we get into ours.
Yeah, we have some callers that actually want to come online, don't
okay.
we?
Okay, we do. Okay, well, listen here. James and Chris, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You guys have gotten a little bit of time under your belt here today, and now you know what to go back and get fired up about, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is the whole point of this, is that you guys really, you know, you had some good ideas and some solutions and what have you, and we'll have you guys back on, not this week, but the next week, and come up with some more solutions, some things in the news and what have you, and give it a shot again.
All right, sounds good.
Like winner?
Great.
Okay. You guys will be talking to you later because we need to have the phone lines come up so we can get people talking. And then it was a good show, guys. I think you did a good job. First time out, and hope everybody in, Capital Forum Land agrees.
It's definitely different than you think it's going to be before you do it. So.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day. And certainly brought up the silver issue. If everybody wants to load up on silver, I'd recommend getting hold of Republic Trading Group and get some of those Andrew Jackson silver rounds. Amazing.
They
it's
are
beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's beautiful. And as Sergey suggested, silver's just going nuts. That's a good thing for those that have invested in silver when it was cheaper. The bad news is it's kind of a sign of where we're heading and what's coming our way. So, once again, thanks to the gentleman for coming on and sharing with us, because we do need to be prepared. We're seeing the warning signs, aren't we, Lou?
Oh, yeah. They are here everywhere. And real quick, you know what? Did you know that the government tried to dish silver? They were going to try and dump silver on the market to drop it. The same thing with gold.
Well, J.P. Morgan is so upside down, they basically shorted every ounce of silver on the planet, and they're going to... Max Kaiser comments on this, and he says when it approaches $47, that all heck might break loose and their whole pyramid scheme might collapse, so silver could just go to $100 overnight if something like that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so you guys get to the Public Trading Post, guys, silver.
And we have Bill in Idaho, Sherry in Kansas, and Kathy in Illinois, so we're going to get to you guys one by one, and we're coming up on a quick break. Bill, maybe we can get you real quick. What do you have for us this morning, Bill? Might take a minute to bring Bill up.
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Bill.
Bless you all. I thank you so very much. Louise, if you'd be so kind, please give engineering a contact number. I've been trying to contact you desperately.
I tried to get hold of you also, and that's been a problem. So my phone is a different one. I will get a hold of engineering and make sure I get your number, okay?
Thank you very much. Listen, I was calling just as you mentioned in regard to this Von Nauthaus discussion. It's very, very interesting.
Very good. Still hang on to that thought. We got a 3-minute break. Everybody, please listen to and support the sponsors. And we'll be back in 3 with Bill and Sherry and Kathy. So everybody hang in there, and we'll get to you after the break.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, we're back. Bill, you were saying something. We're talking about silver, and you're talking about a raid that happened. Go ahead.
Right. There was a raid here, 4 years ago, when they came into Coeur d'Alene and hit the Sunshine Mint, as well as the Sunshine Mining up in, I believe, Wallace, Idaho. The FBI, as well as Treasury, came in and took all of the records, all the computers, and all of the metal from Von Nothaus's efforts to put out those Liberty dollars, quote-unquote, as
and
they
Bill,
have
that,
here.
It was a huge amount of silver and gold, wasn't it? It wasn't a
exactly.
tiny amount. It was, was it $7 million? What is the figure?
$7 million. And then...
They literally stole his and other people. And actually, if you're listening now and you were part of that, I think you have a limited opportunity to do a civil suit or get involved with this to try to get your money back, your actual gold and silver back. So
I class action suit that sucker to death.
A joiner claim is the effective means of getting that. Everybody says class action, but I mean, I believe that throws it, and I'm certainly no authority, but it throws it into federal jurisdiction.
Well, Bill, you indicated there was zero coverage of this in your local media, but how can the listeners, how can we get the word out with your micro-broadcasting out there in Coeur d'Alene?
Mm-hmm.
How can we get the message out? What is the best source to follow up on this?
Same young fella that I was on the air about a month or so ago with you folks. He's very vitally involved in this discussion here nationally. More and more people, you guys have that phone bridge, that 712-432, what is it, the rest of the phone bridge number with the PIN code. You know, there are times here in Coeur d'Alene, I put that number out all over the place. And you, when you try to dial in, you can't get in on the phone bridge to be able to listen to Republic anywhere in the area here. So, you know, you guys are having a tremendous effect, but I find it very interesting. Deanna Spingola had a broadcast in regard to this issue on this last Tuesday Von Otthaus was on. Very compelling discussion. And out of that, all of a sudden, the Coeur d'Alene Press is putting out story, man-made coins found guilty. But what is really entirely bizarro about this whole entire discussion is the quote-unquote federal prosecutor from, where was it, Atlanta, Georgia or whatever, indicated that he was violating the law because he was besmirching the good name of the Federal Reserve and the
That's a good one.
And the viability of the NorFed as competition for the federal government's monetary system. U.S. Mint, said NorFed, is headquartered in Evansville, Indiana, and the medallions are produced in Coeur d'Alene. NorFed claims that more than $20 million worth of Liberty coins and notes are in present circulation. And it is just too bizarre how this thing has gone. If he was trying to inveigle people to buy or barter a threat note or a threat coin to the Federal Reserve, it would be very bizarre that people, you know, should be seeking it so fervently. Von Otthaus began issuing Liberty Dollars in 98 as head of the Evansville, Indiana-based National Organization for the Repeal of Federal Reserve and Internal Revenue Code. In 2007, the group's headquarters were raided along with Sunshine Mint in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. The coins were made. The case is being tried in Statesville because one of the organization's top officers is based in Asheville, and because an undercover investigator made contact with the group in North Carolina. It is obviously a national story that is not being covered nearly enough, but directly relates.
It was very much a kangaroo court. You know, they didn't even have a law to convict him on, which is typical. You know, it's just like the IRS issue. You know, they can't come up with a law, so they just convict you on just fabricated information. And what I'll do, Bill, I'll put a link to Spagola's show in our archives. Believe it or not, I'll put a link so anybody listening to this can go back to listen to her show. She's on in the afternoons on RBN, so we'll be glad to link to her archive so people can get more information about this.
Thank you very, very much.
And also, is there a website, though, that we could give out of somebody that's really covering this very well?
Well, it apparently, and I didn't get the full thread on this, apparently it's been all over the Eastern press. The New York Times, as well as all the business journals, such things. But CDApress.com will start the process. Associated Press did one on April 4th at 9:41 a.m., and the other one was done Wednesday, April 6, 2011, at 12 a.m. by the press staff.
It looks like that was Thursday, April 7th, 2011, the first hour of Spagola's show. She actually had Bernard on. So we'll definitely put a link to that and keep that issue hot on the market, because obviously the government is literally running out of silver to coin silver eagles. So in a little way, this is probably helping them. They'll probably remint these, and then people will be buying silver eagles with this money they've stolen.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just saying, they had to steal it to get it. Now, what does that tell you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what kind of shortage
exactly
we have.
Exactly so.
Hey, Bill, we have a ton of callers. Is there anything critical you need to get out, or can we move
Louise,
on?
Louise, please call me.
I'll call you after the show.
Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you
very much, Bill, for for helping us out here.
Sherry in Kansas. You there? Sherry in Kansas. Do we
good
have
morning,
her?
Y'all.
There's
morning,
our western,
y'all.
Westernly neighbor there in Kansas. What are you up to this morning, Sherry?
I have to. I hope that, I don't know if it was James or Chris who was talking about alcohol and corn, but he's got some misinformation as far as the byproduct of the fermenting process. You can feed the mash to animals, the spent
right.
mash. It's actually better for them than with the starch in it. It's more digestible for them.
Yeah, that's commonly done around here, Sherry, is people will mix that distiller's grain in with some hay and some other products, and they make a pretty good feed for their animals. So you're right on point
now,
there.
Now, granted, corn, I don't think corn's the best thing to make alcohol either. You can get things that are much more yield better as far as alcohol. I grew some Jerusalem artichokes last year. Now, I haven't tried to make alcohol out of them, but I got phenomenal production with no inputs. Now,
yeah.
I did water them a little when they were supposed to be forming the tubers, which is in the about August and September. But and the horses will eat the tops of them, and it's Jerusalem artichokes are a great thing to grow, and they have you can grow them in cold weather.
Yeah, and they go nuts, don't they, Sherry? Once they are established, too, they can go nuts, and they can take care of themselves. And it's kind of like a yam almost, isn't it? It's kind of like a sweet potato almost.
Yeah, now, I haven't figured out a way to prepare them for us. Now, the horses just love the tubers, but they're called fartichokes also.
Why is that, may I ask?
Because if you do not... cook them enough to convert the starch, you will have a lot of gas.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
But I'll tell you.
So they're like the nature's answers to White Castle.
But there's a lot of disinformation out there about alcohol. Now, David Bloom, whose his site is alcoholcanbeagas.com, and he says that only about 10% of the corn grown in the United States is for human consumption.
Yep.
And the rest of it is grown for animals anyway.
The other thing about that, Sherry, we shouldn't be eating that corn anyway.
That's right.
We should be eating real food instead of corn. You know, people complain about that, but if you're eating corn coming out of a farmer's field, you're in trouble.
Tom, I heard an herbalist say that... dandelion blossoms are a very good source of lecithin. Now I watch the horses. You know, they'll eat all the dandelions in the pasture, and there'll be dandelions in the yard next to the pasture that they can't reach, but they clean up their the dandelions in the pasture. But when I take them to the other pasture, and I'll let them graze along the way, and they'll go after the dandelions like crazy.
And as you know, Huxley and some other people, they actually found out that animals will actually cure themselves of cancer because they know what herbs, they know what weeds to eat to actually take care of themselves and to heal themselves. So
you're right on
topic there.
I want to know, have either of you guys, any of you guys tried to make dandelion wine? Because I'm thinking about trying that.
I know people around here do.
I don't know, but
well, Sherry, make some, and we'll have a Capital Farm dandelion wine tasting show.
Okay, that's
there
all I
go.
Had. Thanks.
We'll be right
really
back.
Good.
We got a break coming up.
Hey, we have a Kathy in Illinois, Blue in Tennessee, and Marion, Missouri. We're getting loaded up here, so. Yeah, hang in there, Sherry. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Local, state, and national sovereignty.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no jury.
Come on,
no
sing it, Lou. No jury, no jury.
Our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war. Your street jobs and bring home no pay. IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional rights.
We're back.
What a great song, man. That tells it like it is, doesn't it?
I loved doing that. We did that live. They were doing that live, and we were all out there with Dr. Paul over in Minnesota. And it was a hoot and a half, let me tell you.
We had a caller off air that asked a question, why I recommend not eating corn that farmers grow. That's totally different than sweet corn that you grow in your garden. The stuff that's being grown.
Go ahead.
Well, the GMO corn now grown is grown specifically for high performance, and there's actually specific corn for growing for ethanol purpose, and it's totally a starch product. It has nothing to do with the nutrition at all. And what most corn is what the end product that you're eating in the store from the corn is the fructose from the corn, and there's very many ill effects from that. It's not something you want to be ingesting unless you have to.
Another thing is switchgrass, bulk fiber.
Switchgrass and Johnson grass. Johnson grass is literally a weed that grows in every farmer's field if it's allowed to, and it's one of the most productive items for producing alcohol. But the corn producers and the big ethanol producers are in bed with the government, and they control that. So,
well, I did try, and here in the state of Missouri, to get the 25-25 project, which is the bulk fiber switchgrass for utilizing ethanol production. It also captures the CO2. It's a total process. capturing that CO2 and reutilizing it. So it goes down wells, believe it or not, old wells that are dried out, and they put that in compression, the captured CO2, and seal it. And it will actually create a mechanism to bring that oil back up. Okay, so it literally helps to produce more oil at the same time. So instead of going in the atmosphere, it's hard to explain, but
We have callers that have been hanging on for a long time.
Kathy, she's on. Is Kathy still there?
Yes.
Good morning,
Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Hi. I have a question about something that was talked about earlier in the show. I just didn't get it because I was kind of waking up. Someone was saying that you could buy seeds at Whole Foods in their bulk bins.
Correct.
Yes,
yep.
Tom
said that. There are raw seeds in there, and it's anything from wheat to beans to peas to corn. I actually started my organic. And once again, I'm talking about organic stuff. Don't buy the conventional stuff that might be a hybrid or GMO, but...
Uh-huh.
If you can get the organic seeds, and you can actually grow stuff from organic vegetables, like if you grow a tomato, you can buy a tomato, and that tomato has thousands of seeds in it, you know, if you buy a bag of tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
Just make sure you get... go ahead.
Okay, so you say wheat, like you would... they I guess they have wheat in their bins, right?
Yeah, they have a bulk item, and not just specifically Whole Foods, but I'm sure a lot of stores have a similar setup.
Yeah, okay. What else do they have all that? Okay, and just plant them in your garden?
Yeah, exactly.
Or heirloom, right?
And say, for example, they don't have necessarily seeds from a green pepper or red pepper. You can buy a non-GMO, a non-hybrid pepper, and actually take the seeds out and let them air dry for a little bit and reintroduce them, and they will sprout. People don't get this. Most vegetables reproduce on their own, so you just have to help nature out a little bit.
Same with potatoes.
Everything.
You know,
potatoes. You buy
if
potatoes.
You throw potatoes in a cellar.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. They're going to sprout.
So go ahead,
and you
Kathy.
Just cut them up and you put them in your garden. They're potatoes.
Does that help anything, Kathy? Or did?
Yeah. I hate Whole Foods, though.
Yeah, I'm not. I just threw that out there just because that's the local organic store, but.
Yeah, I hate Whole Foods. All the people that work there are so dirty. Every time I go in there, you see these people, they're just filthy.
Ooh.
You're just in Whole Foods.
Wow.
You're just afraid to buy anything.
Boy, I hope that's not the case
really?
In all the Whole Foods.
Wow.
It's not the case in my Whole Foods, so I hope that's just a localized
Where are
problem.
You at, Kathy?
I'm in Illinois, but there's a bunch of them in Chicago, and they're all kind of the same because I've been there. I've been to, like, most of them, and they're just all...
Wow.
I don't know. I just...
I'm sorry to hear that, Kathy. I'm sure Whole Foods, the corporate entity, probably doesn't like hearing that.
It's true. Okay.
Well, it's a good time to tell them, then maybe they'll change it.
Yeah, I could do that.
So what else is going on up in Chicagoland? We very seldom get calls from Chicago. What about Rahm Emanuel up there? Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or...
I live kind of more like by Rockford. I don't live in Chicago, but... I don't know how he got elected. I mean, I don't know much about it. But I assume, you know, Chicago politics is so corrupt.
Yes.
He got in that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
actually, when you have only a few people who actually vote, you don't need much to change your vote.
And you have electronic voting machines, which you can
do anything
you want with. Yeah, that was total criminal activities, having that whole deal. That's a big farce. And I think they throw it in your face like this and make it say, you know, obviously they have laws to say you have to live in the city you're going to be mayor of, but they're just so blatant right now that they just throw all this stuff in your face and say, we'll do whatever we want to do. You just sit down and shut up.
Yeah. There was always a saying in Chicago, vote early and vote often.
Yeah. And bring your dead parents, right?
Yes.
Hey, that's the reason why... In the Carolinas and New Orleans and that, the people are buried above ground so they still can vote.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that input, Kathy. We have a 3-minute break coming up. And once again, go to any organic type store and get organic seeds or vegetables, and you can start a garden right from that stuff. It's cheaper.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman.
and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle, oh, it was beautiful, magical.
We're back. All the birds in the trees. We've got too many people online. By the way, I've got a bunch of people calling me on Twitter. And all you guys, if I didn't get to you, I'll get back to you here shortly. We have Blue. We're trying to get those callers out of the way. Blue, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Blue.
Hello, Blue.
How's Tennessee doing this morning?
Tennessee's doing great.
Excellent.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're in the midst of the Dogwood Arts Festival here.
Thanks largely in due to your efforts. You're helping to wake up many people in Tennessee, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. I wanted to bring the attention of the listeners. I emailed you all the link, but it's the game Homefront. That is Xbox 360 Live. It is the most terrifying game I have ever witnessed in my life.
You're cutting out a little bit on my end, Blue. Can you repeat that again?
Xbox 360, I think she said.
Right.
Yes, it's a game. It's being promoted very heavily at Walmart, which is the demon seat of the world. But
And what is the name of the game? What is the name of the game itself, though?
It's called Homefront.
Homefront.
Yes.
And is
killing, shooting over there, right?
Yes, it actually shows the American people being held in detention camps.
Really?
Being dumped into mass graves via a bulldozer.
Well, let me ask this question. Is it a tool to help wake people up, or is it like a conditioning tool to get them to go along with it?
When you look at the way that they portray the Patriots in this, it's a conditioning tool.
Wow.
They make the Patriots look like they're crazy. There's a link that I sent you guys.
Did you recognize any faces or voices?
I I just watched the trailer to it. My son actually played it one time. He's very much awake. He would never play it again.
Wow.
It scared him that bad.
Well, just like music industry and everything else, obviously the video game industry has fallen in line, and I would hope there would be some ones out there who would be on our side who would help wake people up to the other side of it. But even such, maybe you can point out the fact that this is so evil that maybe we can use it as a wake-up tool.
I think that it can be, and if anybody's interested in looking at it, it was up on Federal Jack, which is a great website. You can follow me on Facebook. It's Blue Bird in Knoxville, Tennessee. You'll see me holding a AR-15.
So that's Blue Bird?
Mm-hmm, Blue Bird.
Blue Bird, all one word?
No, there's a space between the two.
Okay, very good.
And it's posted on my profile page.
All right,
thanks.
All right, thank you very much. We'll put a link to it on our show description today, and that'll be going out to everybody. So thanks for that input.
She brought up a really good point, because the video games who play mostly children or teenagers.
That clay that they're trying to farm into little brown
exactly.
shirts, right,
so
Sergey?
They're building this, big army of, the children and teenagers who would be ready to fulfill the empty spots, whenever it's needed, because their mind would be corrupted.
Yeah.
So I don't play, maybe it has to do with that, I don't know. I haven't seen any good video games. And I know, and I get outraged sometimes when I see adult play video games. I mean, do they have anything to do? I mean, they can do better than that. I mean, and it's a big, huge industry, and the companies who manufacture those video games, they make a lot of profits out of it, because every parent wants to buy the really, a hot video game for...
Do we just lose Sergey?
I think we lost Sergey. Let's real quick get Joe. Joe's there. We lost Mary, so Mary, if you want to call back. I'm sorry, not... That's right, Mary. No, Mary's still there, it says. No,
all
not.
Gone. I think our phone system just went down, perhaps. Well, were asking a question during the break, Louise, and you were trying to find wheat, and I recommended Whole Foods
wheat,
if you just want a handful to grow wheatgrass. But a better idea, if you're going to do it on a long term, is just to go try to find a local farm supply place and buy the wheat seed that farmers use to plant their field if you're going to grow it as grass. But you can actually buy it, and I would recommend buying the stuff that is produced and sold for feed, because that will have less chemical on it. Wheat isn't too contaminated with chemicals, but you can buy the wheat that is for feed, and then you can sprout it for sprouting and eat the sprouts, but also grow the wheatgrass. And it's weird. You said during the break you guys are having a hard time finding it.
Hard time getting it.
You might have to request them to order it in.
Yeah. Joe is back. Before we lose him, Joe, you there? Hello, Joe.
You're there,
yeah,
Joe.
That lady earlier on, she was talking about Rahm Emanuel down there in Chicago.
Right.
And she was wondering how in the heck did this guy get in like he did. Well, she didn't realize he's the son of an Israeli terrorist. And these people basically have taken over the United States. If you go on YouTube, there's a video called Chuck Schumer Fights Fear, and he's wearing one of them Jewish yarmulkes on his head, and he's telling all the Jews to make sure and vote for Barack Obama because, and he explains to all these Jews, all people try and say that he's a Muslim. And
I think we just lost Joe. Joe, I think your phone's cutting out or something. Are you still there?
Yes, something's on there, but I don't know about Joe. We lost you.
I think we're having trouble with our phone system this morning.
Yeah, we are.
Call back.
All right.
Oh, Sergey, are you back?
No, I was here all the time. I was just listening,
Well, we were talking to you, and nothing was... Actually, you were talking in the middle of your sentence. It just stopped, Sergey.
It just stopped, yeah.
So...
But look, on the wheatgrass situation and the wheat, we need to find a good source of it. But if I could find it, it'd be great, buying that in bulk.
Yeah, well, and like I indicated on the break, you get like a bushel bag for like $6 or $7, so that's definitely the way to go, and that'll last you a lifetime. Throw some Dimetric Earth in there and mix it in, and you're good to go. And
this
we have Mary.
Mary's back.
Go ahead, Mary.
We're
playing
musical phones.
Yeah, it's like juggling balls here. What do you have for us this morning, Mary?
I just had a comment that I wanted to say that I really liked your first hour, and the guys were really, they were really good, and that I think you should have them on again.
All right, I think we'll have them on as guests in the future. Thanks for that input, Mary. You have anything else?
I liked that they got to talk without a whole lot of interruptions and everything, so, yep, that's my only comment.
Okay, maybe they need their own show. What can we do to get them a show, Mary?
I have no idea.
All right, well, thanks
I'm
for that input.
I'm thinking talk to Louise.
All right.
Okay.
Louise has got the magic
Thank
show
you.
Wand.
I get my little magic wand out there. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, anyway. Well, that was fun. There's somebody who liked it. Anyway, real quick though, I wanted to talk about the video game. You know.
Yes.
It's
a big distraction.
I got it up. I have it up there. It's called Homefront, and it says engrossing vision of the future. Okay, and gratifying competitive multiplayer out. Oh my God. can I say this? This is terrible. It's really terrible. So, can you believe that there's a game out there on assassinating ourselves? You know what I mean?
I remember my time when I was a child. You know, we socialized all the time. We were basically in the streets, in the yards. You know, we play. We would just talk to each other, having fun, you know. Well, of course, we didn't have computers. That was a different time. But now it's like every child. You don't see children playing, you know, in the backyard even. They're afraid someone will kidnap them or whatever. So parents do, okay, let me buy for my child a hot video game, even if it's killing or whatever, you know, and let him play. Get child busy, you know. A child would sit in front of this big screen TV and just push these buttons like a crazy little boy or girl, you know, and would just spend all that time, either several hours or maybe the whole day, you know. So what do they learn? Nothing. I mean, they don't get any social skills. They don't interact with the children. Plus, they, you know, restrain their eyes, you know. I mean, it just, to me, it's a no-no, really. I wouldn't do that.
You know,
I don't know
Sergey,
why
the next step of that is the cell phone. If you go out in public at all, I went to a sporting event yesterday, and there was like 40, 50,000 people there, and I was amazed. A good percentage, I don't know, maybe 10% of the public are just staring at their little cell phones or just texting or online on the Internet or whatever. You know, it's now evolved to the point where people are just taking that aspect of it, and they're everywhere they go, they're just glued into that little screen.
Right. You're exactly right, Tom. So whenever I go, you know, the people just, you know, pull out from their pockets, you know, this little, you know, iPhone or, you know, cell phone or whatever, just punch numbers or look at it, you know. They even don't bother to look who is next to you, you know. Sometimes people in crowd places are bumping to each other because they look at this little screens, you know, instead of looking, you know, kind of, you know, where you're going, basically. This is just amazing how this technology even magnetizes people, and it's keep them busy all the time. Keep them occupied.
That's right. Keep them under control. And by the way, hi to all the new listeners. I handed out probably at least a dozen RBN business cards yesterday. Myself and my friend, I went to the sporting event. We wore our Don't Tread on Me Gaxton Flag t-shirts, and we had so many people coming up to us saying, hey, I like that t-shirt, and I've got that same t-shirt, or what's the deal with the Gaxton Flag? That, you know, and once that conversation starts, that piques their interest, and mm-hmm. Lo and behold, you got somebody that you can start waking up there. So not only did we have people that were brand new to the movement that we introduced the RBN Broadcasting Network to, but also people that were on board with the Truth Movement but just never heard of RBN. So
now, what event was this?
This was a Supercross event in St. Louis, Missouri, and
okay.
There was probably about 50,000 people there, and handed out business cards as like candy, like I said. And once people start their own conversation, it's much easier. And I often hear people say that people will look at them like they're crazy when they start talking to them about this. Well, the best thing to do is ask them questions and get them into the dialogue. Say, what do you think about all the craziness going on in the world? And wherever that conversation goes, just gently lead it back and interweave it in the conversation to the truth movement. I think so many people are so excited and so enthusiastic about getting our message out that they just beat people over the head with it, and then it just turns people off. So if you just have a normal conversation and interweave truth, you know, whether it's the nuclear meltdown in Japan that's not being covered, GMO foods, or what have you, Louise, that's just a easy, nonstop way of getting new people into the movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Anything we can do, that's why I do a lot of things in a generalized forum out of the public end, which is not just Capital Forum. And I bring up all the time Capital Forum so people know of the alternative, because currently, you know, most people don't realize who Capital Forum is. We have the faithful, the people who already know, but we need the people who normally would not be listening to RBN to be listening, to understand, to see what's going on, correct?
Marketing tactics, and that's something that I do all the time. And I never even mentioned this on the air, but Lou, we need to start doing this more often. I ran for public office in our county for the public health board. Well, guess what? In my description, my bio, I put references to the show. I actually put the website, so this information is going out to 100,000 people. You know, everybody's reading this stuff, and they're thinking, well, what's this website? What's this radio show that this guy's involved with? I'm checking him out to maybe vote for him, so why not look at the website? So, wham, bam, we got brand-new listeners and brand-new eyes on RBN.
Yeah,
very you know,
good.
I everybody should be yelling. I've got, while I'm talking to you, I went on that Homefront Xbox 360 site, and I've currently have it up, and it's doing a little less kind of like a trailer type thing, a demo. Okay, everybody and their mother should be calling every store and saying that they're going to boycott the store because of this video game. I'm telling you, here it is, the streets, there's by a local swimming pool, they're hurting people, and this is really horrible.
So what is the website?
Okay.
How about contact manufacturer?
It's Homefront. Homefront. Actually, it's GameSpot.com, which is, or GamePot.com, and it's Homefront Xbox 360. And, you know, you're looking at your neighborhoods here with tanks rolling down there and herding you into different places.
Oh, my.
Okay. This is really, really not just offensive, but you know what? It is kind of getting people realize that it's coming. It's almost a desensitizer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a conditioning thing. It's predictive programming. Mm-hmm. Just get people. And there for a while, MTV was running ads, and it could go both ways. It could be a wake-up call to people, or it could be just a conditioning thing to let people know what's going to be happening.
Well, we got something that's a wake-up call. This can be used. This is something that can be used. In fact, I'm going to get somebody on the air for next week just to talk about this. Somebody who helped bring this crap for people to see. Okay, this is conditioning our children, because those are the ones who are really going to get into this. No matter, you have to be a certain age before you can view it. Okay, all I had to do is put in an age. They didn't come and check me. Nor did they, you know what I'm saying. But look at this Life Flight that they're doing, using technology to night vision, going after outside a donut shop, collecting people. This is America.
Oh, no, you're not taking their donuts away, are you, Lou?
Evidently, they are.
That will wake people up if you take their donuts away.
That's only because the police are there.
Oh,
but actually, they've changed.
I'm looking at this website too, and man, almost every one of these are just evil-looking video games. It's just I have no idea. But I've heard about this on the air, but I've never actually witnessed it.
Yeah, but this is right here, and you can see that it's, you're looking at hometown America. This is outside of a barn in the Heartland. and they're herding people out of the barn, you know.
That's what I was asking Lou, if she recognized any faces of any of the RBN radio hosts getting rounded up.
Well, there's me on there. One good thing about me is they won't have to have a big target. Anyway, it just, this is so offensive. It's a trailer park they're at now. They're monitoring, they're buffering, they have this overhead watching everybody going in and out, and they're bombing it. Okay, these are we're the target. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's amazing. And I think Sergey wanted to talk about the bullion silver a little bit after the break.
Okay, so we'll go to the bullion, but this is so offensive.
Yeah, it is. So everybody boycott China Mart for this and other reasons.
Yeah.
There's
but I'm sure
of reasons.
It's going to be other places, not just China Mart.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be back after the break.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
We're back. I hate that alien music. We're back. This is Capital Forum, and we're going to turn it over to Sergey talking about the silver bullion and the bullion. Go ahead, Sergey.
Well, I want to mention something in referring to our conversation about the silver. So this 1 ounce silver rounds or silver dollars, Liberty dollars, were minted by the man who sentenced for what he has done. And I would suggest the listeners who listen to our program and do themselves and pass it around, buy those, because these coins become collectible. So this man stopped minting because everything was confiscated and he was sentenced. And you better have it. And it was traded anything from $40 to $45, depends on the dealer where you buy it, you know. And since the silver went actually up, it's on the, I believe it's $40.95, something like that, for 1 ounce. Now it's market close on Friday. It's a little bit below $41 for 1 ounce. So it's probably we're looking at $4 to $5 markup over the spot price,
which is actually quite a bit more premium than used to be. Used to be a buck or $2, and now actually it's becoming more because the spot market's becoming irrelevant, isn't it?
That's right.
Right.
The market itself, people that are actually buying it are actually raising the price because there's such a supply and demand shortage that it's the what's actually quoted on the paper is actually becoming irrelevant.
Also, American Silver Eagles, it's 1 ounce bullion coin. Either the any year it was released, especially 2011, still hot. It's really hot item. I mean, they don't last long. They just, you know, disappear quickly. If you get your hands on that, that would be really good. You can buy singles or buy rolls. They come in rolls of the 20. It's a plastic container, small, you know, and it's really for the long term storage. For instance, last summer, this American Silver Eagles, they were traded $25 per piece, you know, per coin. And now it's like $44, $45, and even go higher, probably next would be $46, $47.
Hey, Sergey, let me put in a quick plug for Republic real quick. I called and talked to Jeff Bennett, who is heads up Republic Trading Group, which really helps finance RBN and keeps everybody on the air, not just our show, but every show. Mm-hmm. And you can deal with him and get an IRA with gold and silver in it. And I would suggest everybody look into that real quick and do that this year. Put some of that money in an IRA and have it in gold and silver. You know, if nothing else, it's not going to be tied up in the stock market and to the whims of them, and it also helps RBN a little bit. They don't make much profit at Republic Trading Group, but what little they make goes back and keeps RBN on the air and helps keep spreading the message. So I highly recommend everybody do that. And Jeff Bennett's a great guy to deal with there.
Right. And please buy one coin in a month. If you do that, even for very little money, for whatever, you know, $30, $40, $50, $60 a month, which is not big money. For somebody, it's a lot of money. But if you do that gradually over the year, you know, you will build something. It's better to have something
Star
than
Revolution.
Nothing.
This is the Capital Forum, and be with us next time. Tom, say goodbye.
Yes, dear. See you next time, everybody.
Smoochie, smoochie, honey.
I don't say goodbye. I say just bye-bye. Till next time.
Get the vodka.
Thank you.
Get Sergey's vodka. Support RBN. Support our sponsors. Till next time.
So our show wasn't hijacked. It was a little different today. Till next time.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it